initially it started out as kind of what you might think of if you don't know a lot about it, is just this no holds barred, no pads, just going at each other's throats. You know, people would bite each other and could do anything to win. Since then, it's become a lot more regulated. I mean, it's still very, you know, it's bloody and it's tough, but it's not quite as ugly as it used to be.
So Albuquerque, I had no idea how big we were in the MMA world. Why is that, do you think?
We couldn't find out exactly why that was, but one of the big things we did find was that this gym where Carlos Condit trains is called Jackson's MMA. And around the time when mixed martial arts was getting really popular, the gym had one fighter, Diego Sanchez, who won a reality TV show, Ultimate Fighter, I think it's called. And then at the same time, you know, was training a lot of people who were doing really well on the national UFC circuit. And so it sort of brought the gym this wave of attention. And so, of course, having Carlos Condit, who's the second-ranked welterweight fighter in the world, having that be his home gym certainly helps perpetuate, you know, New Mexico's image.
Right. Do you think it has the potential to, like, have a significant force in the local economy as the industry grows?
You know, that's one of the things we tried to find for the story and couldn't quite nail down. You know, we made some calls to places like Buffalo Thunder that host events like King of the Cage, but couldn't really nail down a dollar amount. However, you know, it's definite that it does have some play in the local economy. You know, Jackson's, the gym I was just talking about, runs its own series, and they recently had to move to a bigger location because it's so popular. So an interesting thing about MMA, though, is that it's usually broadcast on pay-per-view. So the monetization of the sport is very sort of regulated. So I think it can be hard for a local economy to capitalize on something that's owned by big-name TV stations.
What about Carlos Condit? What inspired you guys to write this article about him?
Well, he's one of the bigger-name fighters who is based in Albuquerque. He's from New Mexico, so that was a definite draw. And he's really an interesting guy. He sort of embodies this dichotomy in fighting that, you know, it's neither, I think we wrote something like, it's neither a friendly tennis match nor a fight to the death. And a lot of the fighters have this, they have to walk this line between sportsmanship and just, like, wanting to rip each other's throats out, you know. And so Carlos was really interesting because he's clearly kind of intellectual. He has a young son. He's really caring, but he's also, you know, his nickname is Natural Born Killer. He is a scary guy once he gets in the cage. It's very interesting to see how people like Carlos especially are able to just leave it in the cage, you know. Like, he's clearly not a guy who acts like that at home or with other people. It's, you know, he's really able to separate the fight from real life.
Right. Yeah, I guess that's an interesting way to leave work at work.
Yeah.
So you said he is number two, correct?
Mm-hmm. He was the interim champion while St. Pierre was injured. And so St. Pierre just came back. He beat Condit in mid-November. And, you know, one thing we talked about in the story was you have the announcer right after the fight. And he asked St. Pierre, you know, how do you feel coming back and winning? And St. Pierre, the first thing he says is, Carlos gave me my hardest fight. He really had a lot of respect for the level at which they were fighting.
That is all the questions I have for you today. I learned a little something about a new industry, I guess. So thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you very much.